Gratitude is a context. Appreciation is a context. Even coherence is a context. You either live in a context you create, or you live in a context that is given to you. The more you live in a context created by you, the more you have a self. It can even be said, self is a context. Or maybe it is the sum total of the contexts you live in, you live through. The reason my own numbers are consistent is because I live my whole life, public, private, unconscious, even my dreams, out of a consistent set of contexts, gratitude, appreciation, expanding, service, joy, curiosity, flying the spirit, etc. I don't only talk about those. Talking about flying isn't. I live them, or more precisely, I live from them. I act from them. I speak from them. I do my work, walk, eat, drink tea, take a shower, make a phone call, do the dishes, sleep. From them, 95% of the time. The rest of the time, 5% I am an a-hole like everyone, stingy, selfish, angry, offended, vengeful, weak, hopeless, lazy, haughty, condescending. Just like you. But it is only 5% of the time, including my sleep. So my deviation from my core is 5%, while yours may be 200, 300, 1000%. I just measured the starting point measurements for a student of mine, and had the good idea to put her measurements from 4 different dates on a spreadsheet, to see how she has been evolving since October of last year. Rocky road, said the spreadsheet. Big swings, with a sense of growth like a mist over it. Very interesting. All of these contexts, by the way, can be considered spiritual DNA capacities. The capacities can be on or they can be off. Yesterday I had 2 calls with students of mine. We are going through a rough patch in the growth course, and I saw the need to have these calls. I also had a 3rd call this morning. One of my students, to be able to grow in his business and beyond, needs to do at least some of his business in the context of appreciation and gratitude. And to my surprise, when I muscle tested it, that capacity is on. Meaning, he can be appreciative and grateful to his clients. The key to his growth. For the other student from yesterday, the key spiritual capacity needed for business success is being inclusive. He is yet to open that capacity for himself. Without that capacity, he will not be able to include his clients in his tribe. They cannot be his people. And until he opens that capacity, until he starts to live in that context in his business, he can't grow. Each capacity can open only under certain conditions. One condition is the person's vibration. Another condition may be, the new capacity needs to sit on another capacity, so unless the other capacity is already open, the new capacity cannot stay open. And the third condition may be your soul correction. Some soul corrections are stingy, or selfish, or utterly self-serving. And unless you correct those attitudes, a conflicting capacity cannot stay open. Complicated? Yes. Manageable? Yes. In the work I do with people, we navigate this maze of DNA capacities, contexts, so we can get you to where you can breathe deeply, and start living a life you love and live it powerfully. In essence, live a more fulfilling life. Another thing I haven't mentioned yet, and it is very important, your physical body, your vehicle. You can have the loftiest ideals, you can plan to cross continents, if your vehicle is out of juice, or malfunctioning, you won't get far. Moreover, your lofty ideals and plans will degrade to pretense, virtue signaling, and they will lower your vibration to boot. One element of physical health, the ability of your vehicle to take you high, is your cell hydration. The mitochondria. When there is not enough water in the mitochondria, you don't have enough energy. And, unfortunately, no matter how much water you drink, how pure water you drink, your cells are in survival mode unless your cell hydration is at or above 30%. And when your body is in survival, your brain adjusts your thinking, your brain adjusts your context, and your life is about survival, looking good and making it to the next day. And then survival is your context. Everything shows up as a threat, everything offends you, because everything seems to threaten your looking good and making it to the next day. I am currently starting an Energize Your Water Challenge. To participate, you need to sign up. You can use your own means to energize your water. If you think that you have a method, please continue using it. As soon as you sign up, I add you to a spreadsheet, and I measure your cell hydration. And thereafter I measure it every day. and email you the link to the spreadsheet, so you can check your cell hydration and others in comparison. The goal is, at least my goal is to bring your cell hydration up to 30%, and for that I'm setting aside time, because it takes time to guide people, it takes time to measure, it takes time to answer the emails. I am not complaining. Getting your vehicle to be able to take you higher is in my self-interest, after all that is what my work is about. You can thank me, but it is not needed. Okay, too much talk. If you want to participate, here is a page where you can sign up. You'll be added to a list automatically, and to the spreadsheet manually. You will get your current cell hydration in the second day email. But if you need it promptly, then please answer the welcome email. And I'll email you the number promptly. Meaning as soon as I am available. Okay, here you go. The link to the page. The challenge is free, by the way, and the actual work you get from me is worth about $100. But it is my pleasure to give it to you. Sign up to the Cell Vibration Challenge. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/challenge.